Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Tesla has unveiled its new electric pickup truck, and yesterday's launch event was pure Tesla. First, there was the truck itself, a futuristic trapezoid made of stainless steel. Tesla CEO Elon Musk calls it a Cybertruck and describes it as something straight out of Blade Runner, the sci-fi movie. And then there was the presentation. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. It sounds like it was something of a spectacle. What did Tesla do?
It really was, Lisa. As you said, they really gave this vibe of Blade Runner or Mad Max. You know, there was dramatic lighting on the stage, these kind of laser-looking lights above, and Elon Musk was dressed all in black. Some of the other Tesla employees on the stage really looked like characters out of this futuristic movie. And the Tesla's chief designer actually took a sledgehammer and banged the doors on the truck to just, you know, portray how tough this truck really was. But then there was kind of a moment of comic relief.
Okay, hold off on that because I want to play some audio for a minute. We should say the sledgehammer, just to be fair, apparently did not even make a dent in the
Right,
the
it was
side
very impressive.
It was impressive.
Yes.
So, but then there was this other thing. Elon Musk told his chief designer to throw a metal ball at the truck's window. Let's listen.
Sure?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, maybe that was a little too hard.
Yeah, we had to bleep that because it wasn't a good moment. Elon Musk seemed to laugh it off. But what happened?
Right. Well, apparently the glass was not as tough as they had hoped it would be. And he said, you know, that it was a little too hard. The guy threw the ball again at the back window a little softer, and that window broke as well. So the window is obviously not meeting the expectations of Elon for this demonstration.
So how does Tesla talk about the good part of its truck performance compared to a regular pickup?
Well, they, you know, they're focusing on sort of the sturdiness of how tough this truck is. Clearly, they want to portray it as this very futuristic vehicle. And the, you know, obviously the electric engine of it, much like the regular Tesla, is the main selling point for it.
And how does it compare, though, to some of the other trucks that are right now in the workup phase? GM, Ford, and another startup, Rivian, are trying to put out electric options on pickups as well.
So, you know, the analysts who I've read, the Wall Street analysts who basically, you know, reacted to this event were not impressed with the truck itself. They think, you know, it just because of the newfangled design, it'll probably have a niche audience. But they were kind of impressed with the specs of it. I'll quote here. This is an analyst from Morgan Stanley, Adam Jones. He said it's competitive in terms of both price and performance versus other car makers. 14,000 pounds of towing capacity, and it goes 0 to 60 miles per hour in 2.9 seconds. So for an electric vehicle, those are pretty impressive specs.
And $40,000 to $70,000. Where's the buyership for this?
Well, you know, like I said, most analysts think it's just a niche market. But I would say, look, pickup truck owners are famously loyal to their brands. So that's why there's some skepticism towards this. But when you think about your average contractor or landscaper who's spending a lot of money on gasoline, you can see the attractiveness of an electric vehicle that would cut that gas bill by a lot.
And you can see photos of the vehicle at Here and Now. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Lisa.